everybody. Cal Banion here. Cal Banion's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locker. Hey, if you're watching this anywhere but calbanion.com, go there because right down below this video right there, we got text. We've got extra graphics, links that all pertain to this podcast. So to get the most out of it, go to calbanion.com. Hey, I said I'm with Meredith. She's been like not with us for a little while. So nice to have her back. Let me tell you about Meredith. Meredith is a true one percenter. She's among the best of the best in the profession. She's got a master's degree in psychology. Her work is excellent. I know because she worked at our center and I supervised her. She's not only been through the training once, but at least two or three times, because she understands that every time she goes through the training, she gets more. And while she's going through the training the second and third time, she's just not like all the other students. She is a graduate teaching assistant, moving around and helping the other students as they're practicing the techniques every morning and every night, each day of class. How are you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing great, Cal. How are you?
I'm feeling a little pooped.
Why?
Well, you know, doggone it, I was doing my weekly ride up to Cook's Corner on my bicycle, and, you know, it's a heck of a ride. And then what did it do? It rained on me all the way home, and I think rain slows you down.
I'm sure it does. And you know, you guys all might be surprised to hear this, but here in California, sunny, beautiful California, yes, we do get rain. And Cal got it the best of it today on his ride. I love hearing it, Cal.
It was really tough, really tough. All right, so what else is new?
Well, I want to make sure everybody knows who you are. I'm not sure if you guys all know who Cal is, but he is the one who trains the top of the profession, the one percenters. He's the one that brought us 5-PATH, the process that I know I use with every single client. He brought us 7th PATH, self-hypnosis, that I also teach every client that has some sort of spiritual belief. He's the author of many books and the creator of many products that I use on a regular basis, and I'm sure a lot of you do. And, you know, he is working here out of the Banion Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California, and I'm sure if I had a family member, in fact, I do have a family member that I've been trying to get to come to you for quite a while. If I had a family member that was in need of 5-PATH, I would absolutely send them to Cal Banion here at the Banion Hypnosis Center in Tustin. So there it is.
Well, I would absolutely fix them up.
I know you would. That's why I want them to come to you.
Hey, you know what? I want to break off on here. Can I break off on some news just came in?
Sure. Breaking news.
Just came in by fax the latest details on the National Guild Solid Gold Weekend. It is officially February 26th through 27th, and it is going to be at Embassy Suites in Anaheim. How awesome is that? Now, let me tell you what. I'm going to give you the lowdown on who's going to be there. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. I'll probably talk a little bit about it from now on. You know, every once in a while on the show, because what is a solid gold? These are all award-winning hypnosis professionals who have received particular accolades, are very popular at the NGH convention because A, they're good speakers, and B, you know, they bring something of value to each convention that causes people to come back time and time again. And they have a good following. So, look who's at the top of the list. Cal Banion. What a great guy. Oh, he's going to be on there. That's me. And the topic is Success Mastering Age Regression and Age Progression Hypnosis. And then we've got Tony DeMarco. I work with him on the Ethics Committee, and his topic is Winning the Battle of Addiction. Then we have Marilyn Gordon. I love Marilyn Gordon. She's one of my favorites. And she is more the metaphysical kind of hypnotist. You know, if you want to integrate, let's say, angels and hypnosis and stuff like that, she's the gal to do it. And her title is Secrets for Enlightened Hypnosis. Next, we have Marx Howell, and it's How to Do Nonverbal Hypnosis. Then we have Jerry Kine. We all love Jerry Kine. He's kind of a big influence on 5-PATH. 7 Keys to Direct Suggestion Hypnosis. Then we have Debbie Livingston. Debbie the Darling Livingston. I just threw that in, the darling part. Emotional Release for Total Prosperity. And then we have Don Martin, another guy who's really had a big influence on 5-PATH and the work we do. Love him. Winning with Post-Traumatic Stress. A lot of people don't know this, but he used to be a law enforcement officer. Let's see. Then we have David Quigley, clearing the cause of disease at the subconscious. Then we have Angela and Tim Zimmerman, Sierra. And their topics will be medical hypnosis. As you can tell, I'm reading from the facts that just came in. And then Richard Sutphin, the always popular Richard Sutphin, color therapy hypnosis. So, gosh, you know, this is, you want to, these are always limited seats. You don't want to be left out. If you want to know more, then you've got to contact the NGH. To register, call 603-429-9438. And the tuition is $350. Registration does not include accommodations. And $300 if you register before January 1st. By the way, if I misspeak on this podcast about anything that the Solid Gold Weekend or anything officially NGH, obviously you can't hold me to it because it's their thing. And if I said January 30th, but their thing says January 1st, then obviously you can't say that Cal said January 30th. I mean, you might get away with it, but you can't hold me to it. All right, I'm so glad to get that information out there. It's going to be fun. It's always been in Vegas before, and now it's the first time in Anaheim in California, and I want everyone to turn out from every hypnosis organization in the world for the best weekend in hypnosis, period. Except for the NGH convention, which is in August. Okay, back to you. What's happening, Meredith?
All right. Well, something that I'm really excited about. I need your help, though, to make this happen, everybody. I decided that because I have this powerful, influential position of being able to decide what information we bring to you, that I was thinking the other day, you know, what else do I want to know? And I was thinking about my favorite Bolsum supervision series. And if you guys don't know what this is, there will be information posted below if you're watching this on calbanion.com. But basically what the Bolsum series is it's a series of recordings that Cal did with a bunch of other, I believe they were all five pathers, where he covered various topics. And it's kind of the information he didn't have time to cover in class. He called it an externship program. And so it's kind of, you know, the internship he couldn't do with everybody that he decided to bring to everybody. And so he spent a lot of time covering different topics in detail, and they're fantastic. But one of my absolute favorite volumes is the volume on what-ifs, the what-ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? And he covered 116 what-ifs in that volume, and he went through, you know, what ifs in the phase one, the pre-hypnosis interview, the preparation, testing, and convincing phase, then in phase two, age regression, phase three, foo, forgiveness of others, phase four, FOSS, forgiveness of self, and phase five, which is parts mediation therapy, and then there were a few other kind of extraneous what ifs. And so there were 116 of them. They were awesome. Love them. But I don't know about you. I've certainly found more what ifs since listening to those. And so we're going to post a listing of what those what if questions are. If you don't already have that set, I recommend that you buy it because it's amazing. But what I'd like to do is ask for more what if questions, and we'd like to cover some on the show. And so I'm sure that y'all have at least a couple that aren't listed in the, that aren't already covered in the Bolsum set. I know I do. I talked to L. Ron about this. He does. And I'm sure we can put together some really great shows covering those issues. So please do send me your what ifs. And you can either email them to me directly, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. You can post them on ourhypnospace.com in the Ask Cal group. You can post them on the Facebook fan page. You can, those would probably be the best places to do it, you know, to post these what ifs. But you can send them to me directly, and that would be great. And I'm going to go through them, and I'm going to pull out the ones that haven't already been covered in Cal's Bolsum series, and then we're going to start to go through them. And I'm really excited about it because I think we're going to get a lot of great information out of that. Good. And today, I'm also very excited because we're going to get into some of the details about forgiveness of others. And Cal, before I get into that more, is there anything that you wanted to add or need to say here? I'll take a break for Cal.
What I'm thinking about is that I should probably put a link down below so they have a list of, if I have a list of all the what ifs. Do you have a list of all the what ifs that are covered so far?
Yeah, we do. You do. I do. Because the Bolsom series comes with accompanying Word and PDF documents that have all of the handouts that accompanied your externship program, within that listing is a listing. And so, yes, we have it.
Okay, then what we're going to do, and hopefully we'll have it done by the time this podcast gets published on calbanion.com and all the other places it shows up, is that we will have a link to those 116 what ifs so that you can kind of look through them, you viewers out there, and make sure that one of your what ifs hasn't already been covered. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yes, that's a great idea. And okay, that is proof that you were multitasking, because I already said that.
Oh.
Ha ha, gotcha.
Sometimes I just look like I'm paying attention.
Well, what I learned from you, Cal, is that people do learn by repetition. And so they heard it twice and now they know for sure. It's all good.
Well, one thing I wish you'd get in your head is that all people learn from repetition.
Oh, who said that? I never heard that before.
See, that's because, you know, you say something, there's probably people out there that they didn't hear it when you said it. They had to wait until I said it to hear it.
There is no doubt about that. That's why I like you to answer most of the questions, Cal. Great. Well, we're going to get into food today. Forgiveness of others. It's something that, you know, doesn't get quite as much of the spotlight as age regression, I think, just because age regression is technically a little bit more complicated sometimes, and there's a lot of other directions that it can go. My first question is actually going to be kind of a overlap of moving from age regression to forgiveness of others, but I want to get just a little bit into what forgiveness of others is for those of you who may not know.
Hey, Meredith.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm just in a goofy mood today. I think all that rain that I rode through soaked through my helmet into my brain. But why don't you give them an overview of what the foo we're talking about?
Is there an echo in here? I think there... You are goofy today. Rain, I don't know if it's good for you, but it's good to see that you have a goofy side. I like it.
Yeah, it's my hydrocephalic attitude.
Hey, I've got a great idea, Cal. How about if I get into what forgiveness of others is?
Okay, but start off with an overview.
Okay, let's get into that. And so what forgiveness of others is when we forgive others in our five-path process.
Oh, that was a big leap there.
There we go. Now do you understand?
I got it.
Okay, so
people
to take that
watching
a little...
this are going to accuse us of having more than just water or coffee in our cups today.
I know, I swear. I have coffee and I have tea, and that's all I have. But I am on a little bit of cold medication, so there is that. I have no excuse for Cal. Cal, rain, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's good enough excuse.
Well, you are actually, yeah, you're on cough medication, and so we're lucky that you're a trooper enough to be here at all.
Indeed. I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
I'm rolling up my sleeves. I'm going to get serious now.
Let's do this. Okay, I'll roll mine up too. Let's do this. All right. So forgiveness of others, essentially what this is phase three in Five Path, and it's something that we do after we've worked through age regression. And basically, this was developed kind of based on the chair therapy by Fritz Perls, and Cal, please feel free to correct me if I'm incorrect on any of this. But Cal kind of put these pieces together based on some of the work of other people and then integrated it into Five Path because he realized that it is essential to clearing out the blockages that anyone with any problem has. And so this is something that we do, and as we will get into a little bit more in just a little bit, we do this with everybody, no matter what. And forgiveness of others is essentially where we, within the what Cal calls the holodeck of the mind, so within the creative visual center of the mind, doesn't even have to be visual, they just experience themselves being in a room, and he makes it a round room, and there's two simple straight back chairs in the center of the room, just a few feet apart. Using the magic of the mind, the client puts themselves into one of the chairs as per guided by the hypnotherapist or hypnotist. And then we are going to be putting different individuals in this client's life into the other chair, and we are going to coach them through the forgiveness process using the 10 keys of forgiveness as our guide, making sure that we cover all of that. And I don't know that we need to go into any more detail than that, Cal, but let me know if you want us to. But essentially making sure that we've covered the 10 keys of forgiveness, which I am going to now say what they are really quickly. The first one is helping the client to uncover any known or probable causes of hurtful behavior. So understanding. We want to help the client to understand. Two, offender also experienced pain because of what they did. Now, the offender is the person that we put in the chair opposite the client. They're the person that made the client angry, upset, have these feelings. Three, this is where we would uncover any regret that the offender may have by doing the painful thing, because they did this thing that wronged the client. Four, we would identify that the intent was not to hurt the client, that there was some other intent to that. And partly how we do this is by, at some point in the forgiveness of others process, we're going to have the client actually step into the shoes of the offender. And in doing so, they typically can understand why the offender did these things, and they can see that there isn't that intent to hurt and can uncover the regret, and all of that kind of comes to fruition. Five, if there's a positive intent for the client, then they, you know, we get into what it was. If the offender was actually trying to help the person by doing this thing that was perceived as being wrong, then why were they trying to help? What was the benefit? Six, if any regret in the offender, we have them express it. So we have them say, I'm sorry. I regret that I had done that. If I had known then what I know now, I wouldn't have done that. Something along those lines. Seven, we have the offender ask for forgiveness directly by saying, please forgive me. And we can get into more about that. We can get into making it reasonable. Please forgive me because. Eight, let the client know that the forgiveness is not for the offender, that it's not for the person who wronged them perceivably, it's for the client. And so we make sure that to cover and touch on that. Forgiveness is a gift that they are giving themselves that frees them, that changes how they feel inside. Frees them from the past so that they can then move forward in their life, you know, without these blocks any further. You know, as Cal says, anger is a wall. And so we're dropping that wall so that they can move forward in their life. And then nine, the offender will not be able to benefit from it at all. And so, you know, we make sure that they understand, that the client understands that this is not for the offender, this is for the client, this isn't for their benefit. And 10, the client does not need to forget. Forgetting would not be intelligent. It's not about forgetting. This is what most people think forgiveness is. It's about letting yourself off the hook for the mistake that someone else made, freeing yourself from the pain that came as a result of someone else's behavior. How does that do, Cal, the cover?
That's great. And I just want to say, you know, Five Pathers, we really always integrate this forgiveness of others into the process in phase three, and then forgiveness of self in phase four. And some people try to credit me with coming with the idea of integrating forgiveness into the hypnosis process. Well, let me tell you what, hypnosis has been around a lot longer than Cal Banyan, obviously. And as far as I know, and you know, if you know anything different, you can leave a comment below. The first person I ever know to really integrate forgiveness in any kind of a structured or regular way into the hypnotherapeutic process was Gerald F. Kine, the co-author of the book with me, Hypnosis, Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional. All right, what you got for me there, Meredith? We're
All right.
Already about 10 minutes or so into the into the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now we've kind of covered the basis, and obviously we're going to probably be doing at least a couple podcasts on forgiveness of others. And so this is going to be, I think, a really exciting series. But one of our favorite people, Celeste Hackett, actually watched one of our recent episodes on age regression and commented down below on calbanion.com how interesting it was and how exciting it was. She said this episode is one of the best in terms of clarity. And you know, gets into some details about that. Now, Celeste Hackett is a teacher. She teaches Five Path in Texas, and she also used to be the co-host of this show and near and dear to our hearts. But she has a question. She wanted to take it a little bit further. She wants to know if all of the subsequent sensitizing events, so in age regression, as we're regressing back, and I'm making this little loop diagram with my hands, Cal. And so we're regressing back, and I'm not going to get a lot of detail in this because we cover age regression a lot in other episodes, but we're looping back and we hit these other events in the client's life. And so they may be 40 years old, and then we might go, you know, for purpose of example, they might go to 25 years old, and then they might go to 10, and they might go to 8, and then, you know, so on. And as we're going back, each of these ages before we hit the initial sensitizing event is a subsequent sensitizing event. And so she's asking if all of the subsequent sensitizing events are anger, if the feeling associated with each of those times is anger, then, and the anger is based in reality, do you actually have to do informed child technique? And we'll have to get into what that is. Or would you then go straight on to forgiveness of others? Now, informed child technique is what we do once we've reached the ISE, the initial sensitizing event. And this is where we have the adult, the grown-up part of them, inform the child the things they wish they would have known back then. And we have them, in doing so, neutralize the emotions that are not based in reality. Do you want to go into any more detail about that, Cal?
Nope. I have a diagram. Everybody can hit pause right now. Look at my diagram. These are the bumps back she's talking about. Okay, going back from now to ISC, and informed child technique, and we'd be set. Okay, proceed.
Great. So if all of those bumps, the subsequent sensitizing events, if the emotion there is pure anger based in reality, which means that we don't want to deal with it usually in age regression because it's based in reality and we're going to leave that for forgiveness of others. She's asking, then would we do informed child technique and wrap up age regression, or would we just go ahead once we reached the initial sensitizing event and it was still anger based in reality, would we just go ahead and move them straight into the round room?
Okay, good. So here we go. We've got the person now, and they bump back to an early event, SSE. Then they go back to an earlier event, like 10, SSE. The earlier one, 5. We find the ISE, let's say it's 3 years old. And then you know what's going to happen? Let's say it's anger. And we find out from grown-up that that's all based in reality. You see, all feelings are good, like I say in the Secret Language of Feelings book, when they're based in accurate perception. And the whole idea of the age regression work with the informed child work is to have grown-up go back and talk to the child before they go through the ISE, that's the event that started it all, with a different point of view. So, for example, if it was fear, as they go back, and then what we do is with the informed child technique is we have the child find out that there's nothing to be afraid of. Then we can run them through the ISE and all the SSEs without being afraid. But what if it's anger and every event they had the right to be angry. Anyone would be angry. What do we do with the informed child technique? This is what we do. One of the most important things is, you see, if my client has the IQ of a bean, okay, or actually a human being, You know, we want to work with clients who have average intelligence or better, because these are insight processes. Everybody who's been through, you know, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of life, if they look back at that time when they were 3 or 4 or 5 years old, they look at it differently. And so what we're going to do is we tell grown-up, boy, it'd be nice if you knew back then what you know now. Isn't that right? Yes. And then what we're going to do is we're still going to do informed child technique. But there's a couple things that we want to keep in mind. One is, first, we want to validate the anger. You see, we don't want them feeling bad for feeling bad. So one of the things we want to do is tell them, hey, you know, if you're angry, they did something unfair to you, anyone in that situation be angry. Go ahead and feel that anger. But the other thing we want to do is bring information to the child that only the adult has, having lived that span of years that helped that individual become an adult, and let them know about the situation from that hindsight kind of point of view. And what happens is very interesting. One, it could reduce the amount of anger. For example, the child might have thought, this is totally, completely unfair. But, you know, grown-up could look back at it and say, well, you know, it wasn't completely unfair. And this is why it's only maybe partially unfair. Maybe the adult says, you know, it's only half as unfair as I thought back then. So the grown-up can give that information to the child, and now they're only going to be half as angry. So we want to validate the anger that's left, say it's okay for you to feel angry so that they don't have any kind of problems because of feeling angry. Now, the other thing that can happen when we do the informed child work is, you know, get those little curtain-climbing, crumb-snatching law monsters that we call kids, you know, the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, they don't see the world as clearly as hopefully we see it after we've been around for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, however long, however old you are, right? And, or 110. Hey, if I got a viewer out there that's 110, that's awesome. Now let me tell you what, we tell that child what we wish we would have known then. And what happens to the anger is, one, it can be validated. Two, it can be made less. Three, it could stay the same. Or four, it could get worse. Maybe it was even more unfair. You see, the age regression work is really a reality check. Like in the book, The Secret Language of Feelings, when we respond to feelings in a satisfying way, the first thing we always do is a reality check. Am I perceiving the situation accurately? And because all feelings are good when they're coming from accurate perceptions. So we help the child perceive that accurately. Here's an example that might come up that has happened in my sessions. We go back in time, and the child is very angry at mom. But grown up, after, you know, been a mom herself and all grown up and had kids, she goes, you know what? Actually, the one I should have been angry at back then is dad. You see, I couldn't be angry at mom because I depended on her for everything. But really, I should have been angry. So what happens is they can find out they have misplaced anger. And so this is so important that they recognize that who they're angry at and why. Because in phase three, FOO, F-O-O, then we're going to do the forgiveness work, and we're going to be able to do it in an enlightened way, having known who the real people were, who were the offenders, who really hurt them in the long run. How's that, Meredith?
That is great, and I think that Celeste is going to really appreciate that answer.
Not nearly as much as I appreciate Celeste.
Well, yeah, I'd have to agree.
She's awesome.
I agree on that. Well, I think we're out of time, Cal.
Oh, I think we got a lot done.
We did, but we have a lot more to do, and so we're going to be covering more FOO in upcoming episodes, so please be sure to pay attention for those. They'll be out, the next one, in a week.
Let's call this FOO 1.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to sign out. This is Meredith Locker. Please send your what-if questions to me directly at meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Definitely tune into our next podcast because we're going to get into a lot more detail about Fu. Very exciting work. Fu is probably one of my absolute favorite things to do with clients. It feels so good to see them just drop all of that old useless anger. And what else? Definitely, keep doing the good work. Keep working towards being a one percenter. We know this work isn't easy. We know that it takes time to really get this stuff down, but the way you get it is by just keeping on doing it, and so just keep on doing it. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
And you know what, folks out there, if you've got a friend or relative that needs some hypnotherapy in the Los Angeles area, you want to send them to Meredith. What's your website, Meredith?
Yourpathhypnosis.com.
Awesome. This is Cal Banyan. Check out my calendar of classes. I got some links right over there. And of course, we always have specials right over there. So click on them, and that way I don't have to talk about it so much. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.